Giving and Receiving by Tamara Roten. Find a comfortable position. You can sit on a chair, lay down, or you may be listening to this in bed. If you are driving, come back to this at another time. Getting comfortable, begin to do a little scan of your body. Where are you feeling tense? Connect with that space. Breathe into those spaces. Check into the areas like your forehead, or scan your jaw. And as you breathe out, allow those areas to relax. The neck, shoulders, scanning those areas. Continue to scan your body and bring softness and awareness to those areas. As you're breathing in, connect with those areas of your body. Breathing into them, bring softness and release. Start to slow your breath. And you may even want to let out a big sigh of relief or relife. That's right. You may hear sounds around you, and at the same time, you are noticing how you are more relaxed now. You may be able to hear your own breath, and at the same time, you continue to hear my voice as you feel more grounded and safe. Your subconscious mind is always there to protect you and will also give you clues as to what could be just below the surface there to support you and teach you something new about yourself, and the work at this level is subsequently fast and long-lasting. Connecting with giving and receiving. Let's practice these conscious affirmations. I love seeing my life more balanced, giving, and receiving equally. More and more, I am giving from a full and happy place. More and more, I am being open to receiving good in my life. I love how it feels to give honestly from the heart. I love seeing myself being open and happy to receiving compliments, gifts, money and abundance, and other rewards for my efforts. I love knowing that I deserve the best life has to offer. I love knowing that kindness is always possible. As you connect with these conscious affirmations, begin to see how your life would be more balanced. And balance in a way that feels relaxed and easeful. Balance feels relaxed, easy, flowing. I wonder how your life would look if it were more balanced. More balanced with giving. More balanced with receiving. I'm curious to know what more and more giving could look like from a full and happy place first. How can you fill your own cup up so that when you're giving from a full and delicious and happy space? And tune into when you're giving from a depleted and empty space. I wonder how you could recognize quickly when your cup needs filling before giving more. Allow yourself to fill yourself up with the things that make you happy. What do those things look like? What does that happy space inside of you look like? What are you doing? What words are you saying to yourself? What are people saying to you? And how does it feel? And being open to receiving the good stuff. What does that receiving look like? What does it sound like? And how can you open up that space for receiving more good if that is what you require? And isn't that amazing? Maybe there are some things that you haven't thought of yet. Explore that. Open up that space. How could you receive more compliments? And what are those compliments? What do they sound like? Maybe there's something you're doing that people haven't recognized you yet for, or a skill that you have. What are the compliments, and how can you receive them with a simple thank you? So many people deflect compliments. Not you. You receive compliments. And how does that feel? And could it feel better? What are the gifts that people are wanting to give you? What are the gifts that you're wanting to give yourself? What does financial abundance look like? And for some people, it's a lot of money. And for some people, it's enough money. What would allow you to live comfortably the lifestyle that you desire deeply? And what could you do to share that energy forward? And if you're a visual person, I wonder if you could try to make a picture of it. That receiving of compliments, gifts, abundance, income, however that looks for you, is absolutely perfect and is enough for you. And maybe even some rewards for your efforts. The things you're doing that could be recognized more. Let's make a picture of that. Let's make that picture bigger. Or maybe you get a sense or a feeling or a warmth around that. Expand that feeling. Expand that picture in front of you. Start to see the people in the picture and make sure you're in the picture. Looking at yourself, looking at what is going on, brighten up that picture a little bit more. Great. And if you live a very simple life or want more simplicity, how can you make it more simple, more easeful? Being open to that receiving. So the steps moving forward are easier, everyone deserves the best life has to offer. What if you could consciously choose that? Consciously choose to be in that space of easy giving and easy receiving. Even if it's the simplest of life. Or maybe you're a visionary and you have big goals. How could it be more balanced, easy, and flowing day to day? How could you honor yourself more? How could you give yourself rewards more for all that you're doing? And kindness. What if we could make the automatic response kindness? And know deep down in your subconscious mind that you can always find these qualities within yourself. They're always there at any time. Maybe a 10, 20 second pause before a response, tapping into that kindness, that compassion for yourself and for others. Maybe taking 24 hours before responding to an email or a message or a phone call or a text. Breathing into that kindness, knowing that is how we all want to be treated. And as you integrate all of these learnings at the deepest level, know that they are always right there for you anytime that you require them or desire them. And as you're making that integration and connecting with that quickly at the deep unconscious level, quickly and forever, always there, you might start to hear my voice again. You might feel like wiggling your toes or stretching and connecting back with your breath again, realizing that we're coming into consciousness. As we make our way back into the present moment, coming back into the room, coming back into your body, have a beautiful day and allow giving and receiving to be abundant and flowing at any time that you choose.